listener. It's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is I, French President Trump, and I'm here today for the weekly French President Trump press conference. I shall now take questions from the press.
Mr. President,
Thank you, sir. Jimmy Tingle with the Boston accent. Mr. President, Mitch McConnell has acknowledged your loss in the 2020 presidential race. Might you be doing that soon, sir?
No, I do not think so. I gave Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, the Pavement Queen, the sweetest deal in the history of political favors. However, in my new administration, she is out as the Secretary of Transportation.
Mr. President, sir, respectfully, you won't have a new administration. You lost the election.
Well, Eraser Dick, Rand Paul, my new Secretary of Transportation, does not think so. Next question.
Mr. President.
Tony, you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo with ABC News. Mr. President, you have continued with these delusional accusations of widespread fraud in the election. And...
Delusional? I'm a fairy princess with a cream puff on my head, and you cannot talk to me like that. If you were not Beyoncé, I would not even talk to you right now. If you liked it, then you should have put a crown on it. Do you have a question, baby?
Yes. Your intelligence community has said that this was the most secure election we've ever had, and you continue to claim that it was hacked. Yet Homeland Security, Treasury, and Commerce were among the victims of a huge suspected Russian hack through an update in SolarWinds software, and you said nothing about it. Why?
I have been so busy trying to figure out what not to wear at Joe Biden's inauguration. I think I have decided on anything. Besides, I told people over and over again that SolarWinds is not good. Remember my funny joke where I would say, darling, I want to watch television. Is there any wind? I was so funny. My followers love me so much. Do they not, Tony?
Yeah, they seem to, sir.
Do you want a bite of cream puff, Tony?
No, thank you, sir.
Next question.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tom Snell from CNN. Sir, you've had a difficult relationship with your neighbors beside Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach. For example, they objected to a dock you were building, and you claimed the Secret Service required it, which turned out to be false.
Wait! It could have been true. How do any of my fucking Palm Beach neighbors know? The Secret Service is secret. They whisper stuff to moi. It is secret, you fool. We have a code. It is a secret code. There is one pinky finger in the air to say, back up. There's a bullet coming, and I will jump in front of it for you, Mr. President. And I signal them by passing gas loudly, which means get in the hermetically sealed vehicle with moi while I am infected with a deadly virus and drive me on a thoroughly unnecessary jaunt.
Well, did the Secret Service require you to build a dock?
No. Next question. Next question. Mr. President.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Jimmy Tingle with the Boston accent. Mr. President, after Diaper Don trended on Twitter, you began pushing for the repeal of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which gives legal immunity for liability of internet services and users for content posted on the internet. You insist that this is an issue of national defense, but isn't the cat already out of the bag about people calling you Diaper Don, sir? How does that put our nation at risk? Besides, sir, there is a video of you letting one rip while sitting next to Senator Feinstein.
That is sedition! Bill Barr! Bill Barr! We have more sedition right here! Oh, shit. I forced him out. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you, beautiful woman right there, you.
Oh, yes. Karen von Carlson, O-A-N-N. Mr. President, a teenager in Thailand has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for making fun of the king. Do you think there's time to get such a law passed here before you moved the new Prezi King headquarters to Mar-a-Lago?
I do not know for sure, Karen, but that is an excellent suggestion.
Thank you.
I hope you will join moi at Trump's presidential pardon palooza, which will be the biggest White House event in history.
Yay!
So many really great people are getting pardons under Melania's Christmas tree this year. Melania is getting a pardon, and I do not know if she has even committed a crime. Everyone in my family, plus Bernie Madoff, Rudy, the Tiger King, Leopold and Loeb, El Chapo. It's a shame Charles Manson died. I would have loved to have pardoned him.
I'd love to, Mr. President. And just in case I get a little tipsy and go on a crime spree before the event, if your hand isn't too tired, maybe I could find a little something under the tree as well.
Absolutely. And make sure your hand is rested before the event too, Karen. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
That guy. Yes, you.
Gracias, Mr. President. Antonio Montoya again. There's some concern that you might sell our nation's secrets to a foreign adversary when you leave office.
Do not be concerned. I have done it already. Pardon moi. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. Sir, some White House sources say that you have said you will not leave on Inauguration Day and that they have to gently talk you off that ledge. There is some question, sir, over whether you actually believe what you say. Do you?
There is some question over whether there is room to social distance in your mother's twat.
Others, sir, believe that you are pretending to believe what you say because you've been able to continue to fundraise by telling your supporters that you need their money to fight election results in the courts, and that in the end you simply pocket most of the money.
I do not need to put money into my pocket, you fucking enemy of the people. I put my money into the bank of your mother's twat.
My mother's twat aside, sir, you have lost the election, and you have lost 59 cases contesting that loss in courts. Do you think you might have a mental health problem, or are you just a criminal?
You are not invited to the Pardon Palooza. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Tom Snell again from CNN. Sir, there were fake electors that went through a pretend ceremony of casting electoral votes for you. Are you planning on a fake inaugural?
I would be having a fabulous inaugural at Mar-a-Lago, coincidentally, at the same time as that funny Joe Badan performs his voodoo initiation rites. The Proud Boys have been rehearsing their military march and a 21-gun salute to moi. It is coming along beautifully. As soon as they learn how to count to 21, it is really going to be something. They will do a 21-gun salute, then they will burn the Palm Beach Code book and also perform some random stabbing. There has never been anything like it. This press conference is over.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
A podcast network.